Welcome to Security Guy Radio at As Is 2016 in beautiful Orlando, Florida. What's your name, sir?
My name's Damian Brown.
And who are you with?
I'm with Ergon, Inc.
What do they do?
Ergon is a multi-segmented petroleum-based company, pretty much an oil company.
How they say petroleum-based, because we still know you're an oil company. So.
Right.
But I love oil companies. I don't care what anybody else says.
Right.
So what's your job over there?
Okay, so my role is compliance-based in nature.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
Right. So some of our security stakeholders, what we do is we help them with that compliance-based rules and regulations, oil and gas. And then we also help them on the security performance standards. So, and basically what that is just we help them out with navigating through CCTV camera systems, contracted guard services, access control. So we help them with that. And then we also do some grant writing and some grant funding. So we help them secure some grant money that the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA hand out to oil and gas.
Now, these your internal clients or your external clients?
Our internal clients.
So because you have a lot of oil rigs and different things all over the world, and they kind of function as separate business units?
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, yeah. So those
are they actually separate corporations inside a big corporation, or does it work?
That's right. You're correct. So, you know, it's multi-segmented. And so, you've got your refining, then you got your asphalt and emulsions, and you have your transportation segment.
Asphalt and emulsions.
Right.
Well, that sounds hot. I don't know what... Cool. Yeah. So that's a whole division that just does that.
Right, exactly.
Production, manufacturing.
Right, and then they have the asphalt solutions, and things of that nature. So, yes. So,
okay. So, you have a big role here in that you have to learn what the compliance standards are for all those vertical markets in the different physical markets geographically.
Right.
That's got to be a lot of data.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of data. One of the things that we like to do, or one of the things that we do a lot of, we do a lot of interfacing with the Department of Homeland Security, and many people don't know that here recently, the United States Coast Guard is under the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, it used to be Treasury, I think, back
in the
day.
Right. So now they're under those guys. And so those guys are the ones that enforce a lot of the rules and regulations upon the navigable waterways. And so our stakeholders who are under those Maritime Transportation and Security Act rules and regulations under 33 CFR Part 105, we help them, just become compliant. They are required to do drills and exercises. They have to have an annual audit. And the Coast Guard comes up for spot inspections. And so we help them through that process.
Now, I worked in marine security, and I worked with securing clients inside ports.
Right.
And they own that space, too. Mm-hmm. And I forgot, you're a chief security officer. You're a chief port officer, CFOs. And all
right.
Is there something equivalent in your field?
What the Red calls them, they call them physical security officers.
Yeah.
You got vessel security officers, and then you got company security officers. And those guys are our points of contact in that facility, and we help them through that.
Right.
And then we also, the government requires those guys to have a plan. The plan comes up for a 5-year renewal, so we help them with that process. There's a vulnerability assessment that's involved.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, there's a submission to the United States Coast Guard, and the reviewer there at the Coast Guard, goes through the plan, reviews it. They have questions. We help our stakeholders on behalf of them. We help them go through that process and get those plans approved. Those plans are approved for a 5-year period. So, we've kind of got all of them. Some of them onesies and twosies, but the majority of those guys, they come up for renewal on the same cycle, every year.
And the Coast Guard's really good to work with. I really like
them. Overall, yes, sir.
And,
overall.
And I remember in the port it was driven by, there's not one security plan.
Right.
If there's 50 people in the port, there could be 50 security plans that are not driven by money necessarily. So if I can't afford, the infrared reader, I got to do what I can do, and they work with you on that part.
Yeah, they work. Yes.
Which is good.
I mean,
in other words, their objective is
let's make
us safe. Let's not make us beholden to us, the Coast Guard.
Right. And you know what? Sitting in some of the professional development classes here, the Department of Homeland Security put something out about CFATs, and they had a class about that. And one of the ladies that's working there said just that. They work with you, They look at your facility. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Exactly.
It's not cookie-cutter. What they do is they come out there, they work with you, and what you have and all of everybody's agreed to in those plans, that's what they hold you to.
Yeah.
And so they work with you. They
fair.
Really do.
That's
they
good.
Really do. It's fair. It's
now,
fair.
How do you personally keep track of all this stuff?
Well,
let me ask you this question first. How many do you keep track of?
Well, we have that are MHTSA-regulated facilities. There's 14 of those.
Okay.
And what we do is we just have internal systems and policies and things and programs that we use in order to track those guys, whether it be spreadsheets, whether it be monthly teleconferences and web conferences. One of the good things that we do to track those things is, you know, just outreach, going to various area maritime security committee meetings that's held by the captain of the port quarterly. And what we also do is, again, a lot of the things that the Department of Homeland Security would put out as far as, you know, teleconferences, as far as web conferences, we just make sure we participate in those
things. You got to participate, yeah, yeah.
And disseminate that back to our stakeholders.
Now, in the energy field, it tends to be more a buy into security compliance. It's so critical because of being part of the infrastructure in the United States.
Yes.
It's kind of a serious nature. It's not the same as, oh, my shopping cart went past the line at GEMCO and I can't get, you know. So people pay more attention to it.
Right.
But do you still run into any kind of resistance, you know, from the guy that runs the joint because he's just, like, too busy, he doesn't want to do it, and really, it's just like network security, right?
Yeah.
Security is not my job. It's your job.
Right.
And you're over here bugging me, and I know I'm going to do it, but my job is to make sure that we get the oil out of the ground.
Right.
Really, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's
so
yeah.
You got to – how do you get through the cultural barriers,
oh, man.
And how do you – sell to your internal clients? That's always a challenge.
You know, it's always a challenge. And, you know, well, some of the best things that I found that work for me are, number one, you got to understand the culture of the company.
And the individual departments.
And the individual departments.
Right.
The third thing is that you have to understand the culture of the person that you're communicating with. And these are facility managers who their sole purpose is commerce. And, you know, we're here to help them be compliant and help them achieve commerce. So what we have to actually do is not necessarily put our compliance hat on, but we have to put a business, a businessman's mentality, you know,
into the compliance,
into the compliance component. So we're really, I don't know, my supervisor likes to say it a lot. He says, we're really businessmen that work security, not the other way around.
I've never heard it said that way.
And so what you have to do is you have to pay close attention to the fact that at the end of the day, we're here to make money. We're here to help them, you know, make money. And so, you know, that's some of the ways that we, you know, kind of attack or kind of go after and get, you know, those guys to kind of listen to us or those guys.
That's
to
a great
help
way
us
to
out.
Say it. Now let's talk about grant money.
Sure.
You say there's a lot of money out there.
Yeah.
And you apparently know how to get it.
Yeah, somewhat.
Is it easier to get inside the energy sector? But I mean, you're saying that it's available to all kinds of different businesses.
Well, the grants that you have, if you...
It's Homeland Security stuff.
Yes, we're talking about Homeland Security and FEMA. And each year, you know, Congress allocates that money, and it's in a grant packet. And so you look at that grant packet, and then you go through and you look at what's, you know, historically been given. And then you also look at what's coming up in the future on the other, you know, fiscal years. And so basically what you do is you sit there and you look at, you know, the components, you look at your projects, you look at what you want to accomplish, and then you, if it's an allowable cost, you know, you go after that.
You think there's money sitting on the table people don't come after?
Yes, there's a lot of money that people have, and what I would say is that a lot of people are kind of leery about taking those federal dollars.
Oh.
One of the things that I'd say is, you know, if you keep your records, if you go by the standards, if you prepare yourself for maybe a third-party audit when they come in, you'll be good. And, you know, a lot of those things, equipment, they have shelf life anyway.
Sure.
You know? So, I mean, you won't have the equipment forever.
Right.
But as long as you track and as long as you show, you know, the disposition of those things and as long as you keep your records, I mean, you're going to be fine. There's a lot of them that we sat through and, you know, it went fairly well.
Do you want to write me a grant for Security Guy Radio? We could use a little funding here. I think that might be a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Damian, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Give us your website one more time.
I work for Ergon. So, you know, you guys can look it up on the web, www.ergon.com.
Right.
And good company to work for. I've been working there about 8 years. So, you know, just look it up.
Great. Thanks for coming on the show, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks. 5 piece of money for that.